Abraham for all mankind. O thou kind Lord, thou hast created all humanity from the same original parents. Thou hast intended that they all belong to the same household. In thy holy presence, they are thy servants, and all mankind are sheltered beneath thy tabernacle. All have gathered at thy table of bounty and are radiant through the light of thy providence. O God, thou art kind to all. Thou hast provided for all. Thou dost shelter all. Thou dost confer life upon all. Thou hast endowed all with talents and faculties. All are submerged in the ocean of thy mercy. O thou kind Lord, unite all. Let the religions agree. Make the nations one, so that they may be as one kind and as children of the same fatherland. May they associate in unity and concord. O God, upraise the standard of the oneness of humankind. O God, establish the most great peace. Cement the hearts together, O God. O thou kind Father, God, exhilarate the hearts through the fragrance of thy love. Brighten the eyes through the light of thy guidance. Cheer the hearing with the melodies of thy word, and shelter us in the cave of thy providence. Thou art the mighty and the powerful. Thou art the forgiving. Thou art the one who overlookest the shortcomings of mankind.
Good afternoon, friends. The Baha'i community of Springfield welcomes you all to another one of our public meetings. The Baha'is of Springfield hold a public meeting whenever we have a special event or an outstanding speaker to come to the city of Springfield. Otherwise, their teaching efforts are confined to firesides that are held in the various homes of the Baha'is here in Springfield. The day before introducing the speaker, who is Ms. Thelma Gorham, I would like to give you a little preliminary sketch. While we're waiting for more of the people to get here, one of the things that the world needs and is coming to recognize that it needs more and more is that it needs a new spiritual leadership. That even though mankind has made tremendous amounts of progress in various fields of medicine and arts, architecture, and in the various yet the spirituality of mankind has lagged, and it has not met the needs of the people of the world. And the society in various aspects, in fact, in practically all of its aspects, is breaking down. That is, society in its morals, in its institutions, in its relations of governments to governments and peoples to peoples and religions to religions, has broken down. Juvenile delinquency has arisen and has run rampant. On every side, we see signs of the lack of spirituality of mankind. This is not just a dream that I dreamt last night when I state these things. These are real problems. And I am not the only one that is expressing them. In reading the morning paper here in Springfield, there was a very nice article on this very subject. That is in the Sunday News Leader on page 5A. That's today. There was a very nice article written by Mr. Fred Pullidge. And his It was entitled, World's Need, Faith and Doubt. I think that this would be very fitting at this particular time to read this article of a man that is not a Baha'i, but a man that is voicing the same type of opinion that the Baha'is are crying to the world today. And I've consulted the speaker today, and she has permitted me to go ahead and read this article for you. Stamford, Connecticut. What does the world need most? Spiritual leadership, says playwright Elmer Rice. And he says that he is not talking about organized churches. Rice sees as the world's most terrifying problem the fact that man can now press a button and destroy himself. With spiritual leadership, he says, the problem may be solved. We need a return to nobility of behavior, decency of behavior, recognition of the potentials of man as a feeling and loving creature, he said. If that could be achieved, the desire to press the button would be eliminated. Elmer Rice is the 66-year-old author of many plays that reflected the changing face of America. He shocked playgoers in 1923 with The Adding Machine, a satire on industrialism. His street scene, a realistic picture of the people behind the brownstone fronts, won him the Pulitzer Prize in 1929. We the People, produced in 1933, shows how Rice viewed the Depression. A year later, he produced Judgment Day, which reflected Hitler's rise to power and the conflict between the Soviet and American ideals is shown in Between Two Worlds, produced in the same year. His most recent play on Broadway was last year's Cue for Passion, a modern treatment of the Hamlet theme. Rice discovered in 1956 from actress Betty Fields, now lives alone. Rice divorced in 1956 from actress Betty Fields, now lives alone in a house behind tall fir trees on a 15-acre tract here. He says he is mulling over a few ideas about writing, and he will soon publish a book on the stage. He was asked about the world's problems in an interview. The most important problem, of course, is the survival of the human race, he says. If we don't solve that problem, the other problems are insignificant. What then has brought about this problem of survival? This problem of pressing the wrong button? The human race has gone way off on industrialism. Our values are so much more material now. We criticize totalitarianism in Russia, but we too are guilty of the totalitarianism of success and getting along with big business. Everywhere we go, everything we see tells us to buy, 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 pile up merchandise, keep up with or surpass your neighbor. Rice is disappointed by the failure of the traditional leaders of public opinion to combat the totalitarianism of success. Organized churches do not meet the challenge, he says, neither do modern writers. Their emphasis is on despair. We need sharp criticism of our society, a criticism that is based on faith in the potentialities and creativeness of humanity. Criticism that arises from a desire for betterment. Colleges should be centers of searching skepticism and nonconformity, but they aren't anymore. College men seem to be chiefly interested in economic security. Students are afraid to join liberal groups now. I heard the story of a representative of a large industry who visited the college to talk with the top few students about future jobs. When he finished his talk, he asked for questions. 9 out of 10 students raised their hands and asked the same question. What about the retirement plan? There is too much damn conformity. We need more rebels. Inconoclasts, crackpots, and village atheists. They exist now, here and there, but they're entirely not encouraged. We need more faith and more doubt. Faith in the potentialities of man, and skeptical examination of all of our institutions to discover wherein they fall short of ideals. In its mad rush towards conformity, industrialism, and getting along, says Rice, man has neglected his spiritual health. I believe the human race will never progress just on the basis of its material goods. There needs to be more emphasis on spiritual values. This is the greatest need in the world today, spiritual leadership. It is now almost non-existent everywhere in the world. Rice says spiritual leadership can come in two forms. A great leader like Gandhi, he says, can be a source of universal inspiration. He sees no such leader at the present time. Or it can come from individual behavior. The tone of society is made up of the individual lives that compose it. When the dominant tone of society is materialism, cupidity, destructive competition, it merely means it is the tone of the individual lives that compose it. How shall these lives be elevated? More faith and doubt, says Rice. Friends, this is just one of thousands upon thousands of intellectuals voicing what they see reflected in the faces of present-day society. Lack of spirituality. Lack of spiritual leadership. We Baha'is, who are in 255 countries, islands, and possessions of the world, believe that we can produce the most extraordinary figure of the 19th and 20th century in Baha'u'llah that offers the world a leadership. I think that nobody could probably better tell the story today of Baha'u'llah than probably our speaker, Ms. Balma Farham. I would like to introduce you today Ms. Balma Gorham of Oklahoma City. She is a graduate of the University of Minnesota with an AB and MA degree. Majors in journalism and sociology. She has done graduate study at the University of Oklahoma Central College at Edmond, Oklahoma, and Stanford University. She was one of 18 winners of Media of Mass Communication Fellowship awarded for 1959 and 60 by the Fund for Adult Education, which is a Ford Foundation subsidiary. She will be on leave from her position as language and arts teacher at Moon Junior High School, Oklahoma City, to study for 1 year in the Communications Research Center at Stanford University at Palo Alto, California. She formerly taught at Hampton Institute, Hampton, Virginia, and Lincoln University, Jefferson City, Missouri. She worked on the Kansas City Call, the Los Angeles Sentinel, and she has written for the Pittsburgh Courier and the Chicago Defender. She has served as secretary of the local spiritual assembly of the Baha'is of Oklahoma City. She's a member of the Baha'i Summer School Committee, which convenes in Dallas, Texas, for the past 5 years. She has had charge of publicity for the Oklahoma City Baha'i community. Currently, she is at work on a brochure to be used in teaching the faith to Negroes
in the southern states. The work which she will do at Stanford next year will be taken for graduate credit.